El Paso High School is 100 years old, and their fourth installment of their Legacy Series program will focus on their 100 years of excellence in the arts. The program will take place on Thursday, September 8th, with Felipa Solis as their featured speaker. Well-known El Paso High alumni in visual arts, sculpture, music, dance, theater, literature, architecture, and culinary arts will also be featured. Here to tell us all about El Paso High Centennial and their upcoming Excellence in the Arts program are Holly Berry and Liz Gaidry. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you very much.
So before we started recording, it was neat to hear y'all's history associated with the high school. Will you tell us about your affiliation with the school?
I'm Holly Berry. I was born here at Hotel Du. I went to Mesita. Then I went to El Paso High when it was eighth grade through senior year. And my years at El Paso High were just incredible. And I think when you talk to anybody who has graduated from El Paso High, they'll tell you the same thing. And compared to people I've talked to across the nation, they do not have the same experience that we had.
But you went back as a teacher.
I was so fortunate. You know, it's happenstance. If you run into somebody just at the right moment, I was going to be teaching at another high school here in town, and I ran into somebody, and he told me, well, you know what? This person just resigned and is going to go into another area. Really? Do you think I could get that job? And sure enough, I called, and within a few days, I got the job at El Paso High, and then I stayed for 23 years.
So you went eighth grade through senior year, and then went back for 23 more years as a teacher.
Yeah, well, first, I went and I got my education, and my husband is a doctor, so we went to medical school, internship, residency, the Army. Then I came back.
Yes. Uh-huh. And Liz, you've got quite the interesting story because you're the only one that's a part of this committee that's putting this together that isn't technically an alum.
That's right. I did not. Unfortunately, I will say, and I hope nobody from Amarillo, Texas hears me say that, but I did not graduate from El Paso High School. I feel that I should have. My mother did, and my aunts and uncles, and then there was an area in there, and then my daughter graduated from El Paso High. So the only thing I did was teach there for about 100 years.
Well, I wouldn't say only, because that's probably the most important thing you can do.
And I did teach primarily, to begin with, theater arts, and did all number of plays, did the UIL one-act play contest, which I won a number of times, thank goodness. After I had done that for about 14 years, I just went into AP English and a few other little diversions along the line before I
Well, AP English is no little diversion if you ask the student that's actually taking the class.
And then I finally, sure enough, retired. But I've been very busy, and then I've gotten involved this year in this alum thing. And I keep saying thing because I'm not an alum, and nobody pays any attention to me. And I've been very proud of the programs that we have done prior to this and some of the people that I have met.
Right, you had Excellence in Sports.
Well, the first one was on history and architecture, mm-hmm. and it was involved the history of education in El Paso as connected with El Paso High School, which was the first high school. And then when they decided to build El Paso High School in 1912, 1913, why in the world they decided to build this magnificent building has always been beyond everybody. Trost and Trost were already an established architectural firm here and had built many of the buildings all over the community. But Jim, when you think about this building and you think about, which I call the amphitheater, a lot of people call it the stadium, it was designed as both. It was designed as an amphitheater, and they did pageants, they did musicals. The first time I ever visited El Paso High, it was Music Under the Stars there at El Paso High
School. It's been magnificent.
So they had lots of things going besides the sports. It was designed as a stadium and an amphitheater from the get-go, from the very beginning.
Well, let's dive into the arts because you've got some superstar alum. I mean, we're talking about music. Yeah. Let's start with a big one there.
Well, we of course, arts. I'm going to mention this, that art is everything in society because without our arts, we have nothing. and Holly even agrees, and she's a big dog biologist. But without Holly, don't tell me.
I totally agree.
Our histories, our societies are written and designed in our arts, and we would have none of that without the arts. And one of the big arts, and one of the first, not the very first art, but one of the big arts is music. And one of the people, although, listen, we've got people all over that are world class, that have toured the world, that have played their violins or whatever instrument
they're doing.
Rock and
roll, you've got your more, too.
Oh, yeah, and we've got three 1994 graduates that have all three made a name for themselves. Mm-hmm. One in bluegrass, believe it or not. But the one that I think is probably... Well, one of the fathers of El Paso art is Abraham Chavez, and he certainly was a genius. He was a boy genius, and I have heard from people that have worked with him that had he had the education, he probably could have been another great violinist, Perla. And Abraham joined the symphony when he was 13. He was concert master 5 years later. He played the symphony at El Paso High. He had a miraculous, wonderful career and finally came back here as the maestro for our orchestra. And I think to have that theater named after him is absolutely the correct thing to do. All right.
What year did he graduate?
Oh, dear. I can probably tell you if you give me a moment to look.
No worries.
He graduated in 1945.
I've dealt
with so many of these people, I forget
you've got a lot of chronicles. Yeah, so we talk about music. Who are you highlighting in the visual arts?
Well, I'm going to highlight two or three people in visual. One of the big ones that we all know, and I really hate to almost mention him because everybody knows Tom Lee, you know.
You can't go without mentioning him.
And no, he's first on the list.
I think Adair would have something to say about that.
I think there would be
a lot
of people that would have a great deal to say if I did not
and
mention
him. And that was the class of 24.
Yes.
Wow.
And
Tom Lee was.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we even have, as I mentioned in the script, a month named after Mr. Lee.
That would be October.
So, listen, aren't we happy about all of this? It's just wonderful. Writers, good Lord,
do tell.
Us. Well, number one is Dr. Gladstein.
She donated a book for us. Her book is on Ayn Rand. It's Dr. Mimi Gladstein, and she's head of the theater department here at UTEP. Has written 7 or 8 books, and so we were very grateful that she donated this Ayn Rand. And then some other books. Ray Sanchez donated 2 books, and we have several other books. And then we have Adair gave us the Tom Lee book. So when we say arts, we really are covering a great many disciplines. We have books, and we have jewelry. We have woodwork. We have paintings. And a variety of types of paintings. And
Tell us about the program, because it is. It's going to happen on September 8th. What time can people start arriving?
Please come at 6:15. That gives you a nice 45 minutes until our program, which we are scheduling for 7 o'clock, for people to come. And you buy tickets. And the tickets are only $3 a piece. And for a bargain, you can get 7 for $20.
That's not bad.
So, you put the ticket into a bag, which is in front of the artwork, and hope that that's the ticket that will be drawn. And we will draw the tickets after the program. So we'll have the program. Should last about an hour. And then...
Now, the program's free.
Yes. Everything is free
except
to buy the tickets.
but tell us about the stuff, because really you have this amazing list of donated artwork and
incredible
writers and sorts of alum that have contributed to this. So tell us what you got there, Holly.
Everybody had to have attended or to be an alum, and all of them are. I think many of us know Frank Garcia. Frank Garcia is just a finite, just a wonderful artist. And he gave us 3 paintings. One is of El Paso High. The other one is of the Sunset Grocery.
Oh,
and the other one
iconic.
Is St. Patrick's. And they're just magnificent. We got a beautiful wooden bowl from Dr. Jimmy Spear.
Oh, he makes some amazing stuff.
Beautiful wooden bowl, yes, that he donated. And then, like the culinary, Marina and her brother, Robert Artavino, gave us a gift certificate to Desert Crossing. But we also got the Artavinos on Cincinnati and Wrestler, also owned by alums. Of, yes. So they gave us. And then H&H Car Wash. And Maynard Haddad gave us a certificate. You can get a car wash or go to the cafe. We got some afghans that's been done by Madeline Aronson-Berger. We also got two quilts that are just amazing. These quilts Janie did, and they are, she took T-shirts from El Paso High people, and she put them together with a backing. There are two of them. They are just, I don't know that you can put a price on them because they're so elegant and so wonderful. We have poetry. Rafael Jesus Gonzalez gave us a book of poetry and then these sheets of poetry that are both in English and Spanish.
Well, so, it's going to be such a wonderful event. You all will be celebrating El Paso High's 100 years, and this upcoming program is 100 years of Excellence in the Arts, happens on Thursday, September 8th. Like Liz said, the program is free, but Holly's got some good stuff for
you.
Oh, yeah. $3 a ticket, and you could win some magnificent artwork, poetry,
Holly,
books.
You also need to say that there is a reception.
Oh, yes.
Of
course. Where you can meet and greet and see people you haven't seen for such a long time. We hope many of you will come, even just to see your friends. But, of course, we have wonderful artwork, and we have a really, really interesting program scheduled. So come at 6:15 to El Paso High on the 8th of September. That's coming up soon. And enjoy, because it's free.
Well, thank you so much. Today my guests have been Holly Berry and Liz Gaidry, celebrating 100 years of excellence in the arts at El Paso High School. Thank you so much.